our first president, George Washington, said, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." John Adams, our second president, told King George during the Revolutionary War, "We recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus." President Ronald Reagan said, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under." Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. If you love America and believe in God of the Bible, then you've landed at the right place. Welcome home to a God-fearing, red, white, and blue USA Proud podcast. This is America Resurrected with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Welcome to America Resurrected podcast with Kevin Alexander. Thank you for being with us today. It's going to be a great show today. We the People is what this show is called today. If you never listened to America Resurrected, you know we're just a bunch of God-fearing, Bible-believing, patriotic, red, white, and blue, American flag-waving, God-fearing Christians who want to see the United States of America return to its Christian heritage, where we, the people, put our faith in a holy God who we believe with all of our heart gave us our liberties and our freedoms. And it is our God-given duty, not to the Republicans, not to the Democrats, but to God Himself, to keep our freedoms. One pastor put it this way: if you don't fight for your freedom, one day you may lose your freedom. And we're losing a lot of freedoms in America. A lot of our personal freedoms we're losing. And that can be for another show. But I can give you proof of that from the financial side of things. And we've got to fight for our freedom. Like us on Facebook at America Resurrected. We're picking up momentum. We're trying our best. I preached the message last week called Losers in Leadership Positions from Exodus 18:21. We're trying our best. Everything we do at America Resurrected, every Bible verse we read, everything we study, every message we give, every podcast we prepare is with one thing in mind. We're begging God. We're praying for God to bring another revival to the United States of America. My generation has never seen America on fire for God. My kids' generation, my six children's generation, have never seen America on fire for the Lord. We're begging God to come back to America. But before He can do that, America has to repent of its sins and how it's forsaken God and the laws that we put into place. Some of the more common ones are abortion, homosexuality, gay marriage, things like that. God's not for that. God loves people. God loves the sinner. But God is a holy God, and He cannot bless a nation who continuously spits in His face, who continuously goes against His commandments, and who continuously goes against His holiness. He can bless me. He can bless you. He can bless a church. He can bless a group of people. But He can't bless a whole nation. He didn't bless Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't think. Until the United States of America wakes up and fears God more and gets back on track with a holy God, we're in trouble. But I got good news for you today. We the people, I want you to think of those three words. We the people of the United States of America. We the people are the ones that came over on the Mayflower that were called the Pilgrims. We the people were the ones that fought against England in the Revolutionary War, and they were called the colonies. We the people were the ones that wrote the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, the longest living constitution in the world, and we call them the Founding Fathers. We the people are the ones who've overcome Nazism, communism, our own civil war, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, the Korean War, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we call them the United States military. The men and women in our military are all part of we the people. We the people of the United States of America, the greatest nation in the world, where the people get to go vote. If we don't like a leader, we don't like what he's doing to our country, we can rally enough people. We can rally enough people. We can rally enough people and go vote them out of office. On a local level, that's easy to do because not many people vote on a local level. You get a couple of churches together and they'll go get a leader in office that they want. And that's why the Bible says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. It's our job to, as Christians, to get the righteous people in office. I don't like my governor, Kevin. Get some churches together and go get a new governor. You can do it. All you got to do is get a few churches together. Spread the word. Fire a few people up and let's get a new governor. Don't get a new president right now. We got a president right now that loves America. Donald J. Trump loves the United States of America. He's an imperfect man, but so are you and so am I. We've never had a perfect man in the White House. We never will. But I believe with all my heart he loves America. But I want to give you this out of Romans 8:31 today. You're listening to Kevin Alexander, America Resurrected Podcast, praying for revival in the United States of America, praying that God would come down to America one more time, that we'd cleanse ourselves personally, we'd cleanse ourselves as a family, our churches would cleanse themselves, and our nation would cleanse themselves of unrighteousness. Then God would bless us one more time. Romans 8:31 says this, what shall we then say to these things? That's a question. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32 says, he that spared not his own son, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? My friends today, my fellow patriotic Americans, I want you and I to understand one thing. We serve a God who gave up his. This gets me excited. He loved you and I so much. I can't comprehend this love. You can't comprehend this love. We will never be able to comprehend this love until we get to glory. He loved us so much. As messed up as Kevin Alexander is, as messed up as you may be, God still loved you so much. According to my word of God, the Holy Bible, he spared his own son. And if he would spare his own son, how freely would he give things to you and I? He loves us. He sent his darling son Jesus to die for us. And I believe with all my heart that same God was the God that was all over the pilgrims. He was the God that was all over the founding fathers. And he's been the God that was all over America for many decades. This stuff tears me up because we got to have revival, friends. We've got to have a revival. We've got to have God's people wake up again. One great pastor said the church is complacent, conceited, and Christless. God forbid that be us in 2020. God don't let us be complacent. God forbid if we're conceited. And God, we need Christ back in the church like never before. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We the people of the United States of America are not to put our trust in a political party. Though in my message, it's time to stop dealing with the devil, I gave you great reasons to know in today's world, it may change in the future, it may have been different in the past, but in today's world, and that's all I can focus on. I can't worry about what happened 60 years ago. I can't worry about what is going to happen 60 years from now. In today's world, the Democrat Party is carrying out the things of the devil. Their agenda, they're wanting to kick God out. I saw something the other day that said, have you ever seen a Democrat rally where they chant USA, USA, USA? I've not, and you probably haven't either. Why is that? That's interesting to me. But if God be for us, who can be against us? Eventually, if a politician's in office long enough, and he builds enough relationships, and he gets enough pats on the back, and he gets told how good he is, and there's enough money flowing around, eventually that politician, because we're all human and we're all sinful, may start looking out for his or her best interests than even his own party or the country. That's why we focus on the Bible. We don't go by the Republican Constitution. We don't go by the Democrat Constitution. We go by the Constitution of the Holy Word of God, the Bible. And if you understand anything about American history, if you've ever studied American history, you know that many of our founding fathers were ordained preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All the writings and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence all over buildings in Washington are filled with Scripture. Many of our founding fathers' speeches had Scripture all up in them. That's why I always tell my pastor friends, you don't want to get into politics? Well, you may not want to preach, because it used to be the preachers were into politics and they were influencing who was going to office, because we know when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. But our politicians themselves, when they wrote, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Benjamin Rush, George Washington, they had Scripture all up in their lectures, all up in their speeches, all up in their writings. But we the people, listen to me today at America Resurrected. Go like us on Facebook. Share it with your friends. We the people. If we the people put our faith in God, educate people on what's going on in the country today, we can change this country in no time. Almost with one election, can you change the country? A couple of churches on fire can go get you a new mayor. A couple of churches on the same page can go get you a new school board. Christians, it's time we get involved. Maybe you need to run for the school board. Maybe you need to be the mayor. Because the Bible says it's the righteous people rule, the people rejoice. The reason many Christians aren't rejoicing today is because we have wicked people ruling who they may help you get up out of the street if you get hit by a car, and people say, oh, he's a nice guy. But if you're not making your decisions based on the Bible, and you're making decisions based on your own wisdom, and I'm making my decisions based on my own wisdom, that's wicked. People say, follow your heart. I tell my kids all the time, you better not follow your heart. They say, why not, Dad? People say, follow your heart. Because my Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. We are to follow Jesus Christ. We are to follow the Word of God, not our heart. But we the people, today I want to give you hope that if God be for us, who can be against us? If we can defeat England in the Revolutionary War, and we can defeat Nazi Germany, and we can defeat communism, and we can overcome a civil war in our own country, and we can win World War I and World War II, and if we can lead the whole world in freedom and liberty, friend, why can't we get America back to God? We can. And we need to know. You can put your faith in whatever you want to. At America Resurrected, we're choosing to put our faith in God. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? That ought to give you and I boldness, freedom, and liberty every day we live to boldly proclaim Christ, to boldly proclaim God, and to boldly let people know the only hope the United States of America has is if they turn back to God one more time. So what about the liberals? God will take care of them if we do our job. What about the wicked Democrat Party? God will take care of them if we do our job. What about the corrupt people in the Republican Party? God will take care of them. My friend, why don't we start putting some righteous people in office? We got the freedom and power to do that through our vote. Matthew 10:28 says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Let me make that simple for all of us. Fear God more than you fear man. Fear God more than you fear man. Vote as if Jesus was in the voting booth. I'm here to tell you, I'm not sure either party really cares about the average American. But at least right now, the Republicans aren't for wicked stuff like gay marriage, homosexuality, and abortion. Some will tend to lean to vote that way right now. If it changes in the future, we'll change in America Resurrected. But we preach what's going on in the world today. But we the people, I can't get over those three words. We the people of the United States of America. With God for us, who can be against us? We can do anything we set our mind to when we get together and we quit squabbling over the little piddly stuff that don't matter and we get serious about serving God and we get serious about repenting to God. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by thy name would turn, that's repentance, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven and I will heal their land. My gosh, I want you just to close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to envision the creator of the world created heaven and earth. God himself, I want you to envision. Close your eyes. Envision God healing our land. Boy, what a picture that is. That'll get you excited. That'll get me excited. This isn't a day to be sitting on your pew in your reserve seat that you had for 49 years, for 34 years, for 23 years. Go get you a different seat in the church just to mix some things up. This ain't today to get comfortable on your couch watching reruns and soap operas. This is a day to get active. Because the only hope America has is if we, the people, would continue, if we the people would get involved, if we the people would fight for freedom, liberty, and righteousness. Righteousness, righteousness is a big word because the Bible said when the righteous people rule, the people rejoice. We got to get righteous people, followers of the Bible, not quote Christians, because not every quote Christian believes the Bible. We need people that believe the Bible like our founding fathers did. When they wrote the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, gave all those speeches, go look at them. Bible verses all up in them. We the people. I want you to think and meditate on those words until our next podcast. We the people. We the people of the United States of America. It's up to us. It don't say we the political party. It don't say we the president. It don't say we the senator. It don't say we the congressperson. It don't say we the governor. It don't say we the mayor. It don't say we the school board. It's we the people. And there's enough of us God-fearing patriotic Americans to change this thing and get America back to its Christian heritage. Get our towns and our schools back to putting their faith in God one more time. Not government programs, not bailouts, not devilish ideas. but to put our faith and our hope back into God one more time and His Son, Jesus Christ. We, the people, can do anything we set our mind to. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Let's rejoice one more time in the United States of America. You've been listening to Kevin Alexander at America Resurrected. Like us on our Facebook, America Resurrected. Till next time, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Please join America Resurrected in praying America will return to its Christian heritage and become a God-fearing nation again. God bless you, and God bless America.